קצת נקודות לשנינו מסודוסם של אחשוורוש. Based on the famous Gemara said that Gemara says to go back to Mamen Hasina Ishtiku. And the Gemara says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Kof Aleim HaKigigis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbein Shlomo, was Kof Aleim HaKigigis. And the Tosis asked, the Kaddish already said Nasa Benishma. So the famous Maral in the Hagdama on his Pirush Megillas Esther, he says in Guari as well, Maral says the Pach Dekisot, Maral says the Rebbein Shlomo was Kilu Ma'anis Kaddish Yisrael, he forced Kaddish Yisrael into it. And it's like a dinner with Ma'anis. And the Gabi the Ma'anis, the Halacha is, Leyuchel Shalcha Kol Yomov. He's not allowed to be Megarisha. So the Rebbein Shlomo was called for them, Ha'ke Gigis, in order that there should be a Matzav of Leyuchel Shalcha Kol Yomov. Mer de Kavod, Ner de Kavod, the Maral. Well, the Emek Ha'inin is, the Pshat is that Ma'amad Asina was Megala, the biggest of Ma'amad Asina was Megala, that Yiddishkeit is a Hechrach. Yiddishkeit is a Hechrach. It's a hechruch for us, it's not something that you have to understand, even though a person has bechira. The pshat is, I always say the bechira of Yiddishkeit is like the bechira of where the person can kill himself. The person's also got bechira of killing himself. And yet the Mishnah says, an ovas bal kocha ratochai. Same type of bechira, that once a yid was mekabel the Rebbein Shlomo as a melech, once a yid is so made, therefore the Yiddishkeit is a hechruch. Yiddishkeit is a hechruch. In other words, it's muchach to be. So that's no stira. Nasa v'nishma, because otherwise it says ein melech lo yam. If the am doesn't accept the kachbar, the Rebbein Shlomo is the melech, so then the melech is not a melech. So they said nasa v'nishma. But the Rebbein Shlomo wanted to show them that the kesha between us and the Rebbein Shlomo is a hechrich. It's not shaykh lenatik. So made a mitzvah that was kofelim haki gigas. So that alone is a teretz. Nasa v'nishma was to be mekabel melech shemayim. If it starts off being a hechrich, it's nishka malchus. The Gros says, "Ki Hashem Amelucha Moishel Bagoyim." That a Moishel is somebody forces. You can't be mekabel malchus shemayim if it starts off kaf aleim. It's called nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma is the mekabel oil malchus shemayim. And then after that, the Moishel is kaf aleim ha'ke gigis to show that what you mekabel now be'etzem is a hechrich. But etzem is a hechrich because it's our tamtze zachaim. Yiddishkeit is our tamtze zachaim, and it's a matzav of bechinas leyuchel shalcha kol yamav. They locked us in. Ma'amad Asina locked us in.
You can make a hechrich after it was already beretzem.
In other words, we know this through this. Kabbalas al malchus shemayim, let's say, and kabbalas al mitzvus. So kabbalas al malchus shemayim, that's nasa v'nishma, that can only be beretzem. But once you mekabel me, it's not the melech. So I'm the melech now. I can force you to do anything. And this forcing is Baruch Shalom showing that the pshat is that Be'etzen there wasn't really Bechira, because once you're Makabel Beratzen, it's Nizgalad that the Kesha between us is a Kesha that we can't be Menatik. Big Yisod. So this Bechlal, we'll understand, we'll explain the whole clip of Amalek soon, but just to be Mechalik between Efer, that's the Chilik between the Kabbalah Satorah of the Omis HaKadoshim, the Kima Mitzvah of Omis HaKadoshim, and Ma'amad Asina. What's the difference between Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim of the Omis HaKadosh and Ma'amad Har Sinai? The pshat is that the Omis HaKadosh, their form of Kima Mitzvah wasn't Behechrich. It was the Chiddush of Ma'amad Har Sinai of Kofalim HaKigigis, that was the Hechrich. But the Oifen of Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, is that was an Oifen of was an Oifen of Behechrich. There was no Kesher there that it's a Bechin of Balkoch, a Bechin of Balkoch. That's why, for example, Avraham Avinu, the only he was mekayim all the mitzvahs. The only mitzvah he wasn't mekayim was the mitzvah of bris milah. The inyan of a bris is it's behechrich. The inyan of bris is the inyan of. I mean, it's a pashtu zach. The inyan of bris is the inyan of where this is the bris. You're locked in now. It's a covenant, and there's no going back anymore. So pshat is that. That's why Avraham Avinu wasn't mekayim bris milah until he was nitzdavah by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because the whole oifen of Kabbalah of Kima Mitzvahs from the Omis HaKadoshim wasn't that nakuda. They weren't locked in it. There was no kofa lemake gigas. Mitzvah of Bris Milah is a mitzvah that's megala, that it's bilti menutak. It's bilti menutak. The mitzvah of the Bris Milah a yid is bilti menutak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the koyach of Bris Milah. And after that, the Rebbeinu went to mitzvah of Avraham Avinu. So the mitzvah of Bris Milah was main kilo mitzvah of L'Acha Matan Torah. L'Acha Matan Torah came as a tzivui. So main of Bris Milah also had to come as a tzivui. Stomach, the Peledik Zach, we see from there as well that the famous Baratov Namelach and Bris Milah, they said, Sosan Eichel Imrsach is Aram Abis Amechatz. Aram Abis Amechatz means that all other mitzvahs, kilu, that Bechina, they fell off, but what's left, and that's Bilti Menutek, that's keeping it going. Other mitzvahs can fall away, but that's keeping it going is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And that was Nisgalat to Dovin HaMelech. That is always the mitzvah of Bris Milah with a yid is a mitzvah that's the bris, it's about to break, and the mitzvah of Bris Milah stops it from breaking. That's the chelik that makes it that you can't be menatik. It's all up to the mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The mitzvah of Bris Milah is the last thing, kilo, to break, and it's the thing that can't break. Yeah, clear? So that's why everything went away. Dovid HaMelech said, he remembered he had Mitzvah Milah, and that he said, Sosan Eicha Mitzvah. Here's the Pachad de Gezach. Why Dafka Sosan Eicha Mitzvah? I saw the Chasan Sofer says the Pachad de Gezach. Chasan Sofer says that the Aron and the Kodesh Kodashim had the Kruvim on it. He says, the Kruvim were places they're going to find. So Chasan Sofer says that the wings of the Kruvim with the head of the Kruv inside is like a Shin.
A Shin.
You have the wings, it's the two bars of Shin, and the middle there is the head, it's like a Shin. There were two Kruvim. So there were two Shins. So the Chasam Sofer, two Shins from the Kruvim, that's Sos. Two Shins, Sos and Eichel in Rasach. What I want to say with that? I want to say with that there's another Chasam Sofer. There's another Chasam Sofer, says a Peldik Zach. The other Chasam Sofer says that it says the Seder of the, in last week's parasha of the Kli HaMishkan, the Seder is the Seder of Aron, Shulchan, and Menorah. Why is Shulchan come before Menorah? Menorah is Merumz on Torah. In Kemach, in Torah, Zvulun in the Pasuk, is bench before Yisachar. Because Panasa comes before. Hey, what's with the Aron? So why is there no Shulchan before the Aron? Aron also represents Torah. So Chasam Sofer says, you can make a whole Maimah out of just that Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that the Menorah corresponds to the Eon and the Pilpul of Torah. So the Eon and the Pilpul of Torah is for that you need Yishvadas, Panosa, a person who's an Oni, and a person who's got Tzoros, Chas V'Shalom, a person who's thing. So he hasn't got that Chelik. So for that he needs the Shulchan. Let's pause. So Meira, the Kilu, the elite of Torah, is for that you need, for say the Eon, you need breakfast before. He said the Aron represents the chelik of Torah that Yidden have shayachas to Torah. Yidden have shayachas to Torah. In other words, every Yid has to have a certain shayachas to Torah. And the Rambam paskens that every Yid is mechuyev to learn. And if you haven't got time for this, you've got time for this. And if you've only got time to say Krishna shachris v'arbis, is yoyetzal layomash sefer Torah layomash megisa b'yom alayl with Krishna shachris v'arbis. The Aron represents the kesha of every Yid to Torah, and that's the chiv. That's got nothing to do with whether you got panos or whether you haven't got panos. In other words, the difference between the menorah, the chelik of Torah, the menorah, and the chelik of Torah of the Aron is that the chelik of Torah, the Aron is the kesha that you can't be menatic. It's a kesha that every Yid has to have. It's a kesha that can never go away. Every Yid is makusha to the Torah through the Aron. And then there's madrekas, and then the madrekas on that is the menorah. But the Aron is every Yid's kesher and the hechreyach of every Yid. In other words, the kofa leim hakegigis, that's shaykh to the Aron. Luchas is there. The kofa leim hakegigis, that it's built in menutak. You can't be menatik yourself. You can't sever. You can't cut the rope. But from Asan Torah, that's the bechina of the Aron. And we made every single Yid has to have that. Kolechad lafi darga delay. So the Aron is the chelik of Torah that a person cannot be menatik himself from. Just like by Mrs. Bris Milah, where the mitzvah of Bris Milah, the mitzvah of Bris, is the mitzvah to show that you can't be menatik, you can't sever yourself away. And with Dovid HaMelech, so that he said, Sason Eichi Anim Rosecho. So if you could say that the Inyan of Sos, you could have said the Pasuk of Bikud Hashem Yisharam Samchalev. Sason Eichi Vaistos, that the Inyan of Sos, of Sosoin, is talking about Azan Akuda, Azan Simcha, that we have, that we're building a Nutuk from Kedusha, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Made of the Fili, Yadach Hasan Sofer, that the Aron shows is the Kesha that every Yid's Mechuyev to have, and you can't do without it. So maybe that's also shaykh to say a sasana. That's the simcha. That's the simcha of sasana oicha limrasecha.
And like I said, in main kemach, main tayr in kemach. No?
Yeah.
The second tayr is going
on. Aha, the second tayr is going very good. Yeah, yeah. The second tayr has got to be without kemach. Very good. Sasoin is the sauce from Bris Mila and the sauce from the Oren, and that's Layhudim Oisoira Simcha V'Sasoin. Why? Because the Vot is that's the clip of Amalek. The clip of Amalek is the one who wants to make us think that you can be Menatek Yisof. Yeah, Bechira, it's not a Hechrich. He goes against the sod of Kofalim HaKegigas. He goes against the sod that we're locked in. Because locked in is a Merdek Azach to have a Bris. Is a Merdek Azach. You're locked in, however many Averis you do, whatever, you're locked in, you're closed in, it's a Hechrich. It's about Koch HaChatochai. It's about Koch HaChatochai. His clipper is a clipper to take away that Arkochach. Once you take away that Bakochach, so then it could be yeah, it could be not. So he'll make it not. Kozman we're locked. Kozman there's a bris. So we're locked. There's no other yard than nine. So he goes against that inin. So they made it. Therefore, that's why Shakorcha. Lotion carried. Maizanavacha. He's Choytechas Aminas. And that's why that's the whole inin. What's the Mishigas of Choytechas Aminas? What's he cutting over there? Cutting the Aminas. You pay them. Kochah v'derech is you pay them. Pagam bris, you pay them the bris is you pay them. Why is there any dafka of choytech hasamilas v'zorach and klapi mano? But the answer is that's the nekuda. He's choytech. He says that the mila represents that you can't cut. You can't cut the kesher. He cuts. He's choytech hasamilas. He cuts the bris mila. Cutting the bris mila is the nakuda where he's showing that it is possible to be menatek. It is shaykh to sever. So by him being choydech asamilas, he's trying to say that we're not locked in. He's oikah the kofal. He's oikah the kofalim hakegigas. That's why he came. Says he came at the end of Parshas Bishalach. He came just before Parshas Yisroi. Parshas Yisroi is the parasha of Kabbalah Satoyah. Kabbalah Satoyah is the bechina of Kof Alim HaKigigis. Amalek always comes just before it's about to be Kof Alim, just before it's about to reach that level where it's clocked, where it's sealed, and there's nothing you can do. And he wants it no, he wants it to be yes, Shaykh, to uproot it. It should be severable, if there's such a word in English. And that's why he came in the end of Bashalach before Parshas Yisrei. Me'ein al derech, that we see something earlier that we've discussed before in Parshas Vayishlach. That Esav, Amalek Zeda, comes to Yaakov Avinu, the whole story with, and he was taken, he tried to be poigim, he's poigim ha'yiga b'kaf yurecha, is the mokam ha'yisod, and that was just before Binyamin was born, because Binyamin was going to be the yud base, is mitos ha'shlema. Mitos ha'shlema means this nakuda. Mitos ha'shlema means this nakuda. Mitos ha'shlema means there's no pagam anymore. This is now locked in. Mitos ha'shlema, it's the shlemas. Mila is called the Shlemus. Mila is Tomim. It's Halach Lefonai Ve'eyeh Somim. Somim, the Targum, is Shlim. It's the Shlemus. There's nothing to break over here. It's Shalom. It's a Dovah Shalom. Something with holes in you can get in. Something that's Shalom. That's it. This is it now. This is it. It's Shalom. He tried before that Matzav Hashem, because that's his whole Bechina, that there shouldn't be a Bechina of Kofalim. Shouldn't be that Bechina that it's clocked in now. That it's Mitos Shlem is another Inyan of by the Ovesak Doshim, of that's it. It's clocked into Kedusha now. We discussed already before that who was born then. Binyamin. Binyamin was the seal. Binyamin was one of the four people that was never choyte. Gemara and Shabbos. One of the four people that was never choyte. Pshat is an inyan. Somebody was never choyte. The oimich inyan. Somebody's never choyte means that he wasn't a baal bechira. He was so great that he went hecher and bechira. For him it was a hecher. So therefore he couldn't sin. Somebody who can't sin doesn't sin. Somebody who can sin sins. Binyamin was that nekuda, but he couldn't sin. It wasn't shaykh for him to sin. Not getting into now, we discussed what's called in whether mizbeach that he sod. Binyamin wanted the whole mizbeach to be in his chela, because the mizbeach has to be megala that the person bets and never shaykh to chet. So that's another shmuzah. But that's the inyan. Binyamin is the inyan of he sealed it. Binyamin is the one who seals it, who makes this nekuda. Of it's done, it's sealed, and that's Hechrich. So that whole story there is a bechin of Kof Aleim. So Esav came just before that. Matan Torah is Kof Aleim. Amalek came just before that by Lachem Yisrael. When does Amalek come to be loichem? Amalek comes to be loichem when we rough yadayim in a Torah. Rifn yadayim. Rifn yadayim is rough yadayim in a Torah. What's pshat roughy? Roughy means that it's an easy thing. Something that's a hechrech. Yeah, roughy means it's loose. Roughy means it's loose. If it's loose, it can come apart. Rafi Yudayim in HaTorah? How can we be Rafi Yudayim in HaTorah? The Torah is a bechina, of Echrech. Rafi Yudayim is the opposite. That's Pshat. Yisu Mirafidim, Ayavoyo Las Il and Midbasina. Because Haz Midbasina is the opposite of Rafidim. Midbasina is going to say Kof Aleim. Kof Aleim, there's no looseness anymore. It's Kof, it's Mamish, it's the screwdriver's tightened it and it can't loosen itself anymore. Amalek is the one who wants to loosen it. Amalek is the one who wants to show it's not so tight. You can loosen it. You can untie it. You can loosen it. So he comes when it's rough. Rough yudei min haTorah. Maybe that's the Indian that he was choyte ches amidus. He wants to sever that it's not a hechrich anymore. It's not a hechrich anymore. Amalek's nakuda is that it's not a hechrich anymore. We're not tied in. We're not locked in. That's the clip. That's the clip of Amalek. Maybe therefore. Before we come into the Purim story, we have to be makdim another. It's not makdim, it's mamish. According to this, it's a pelad de kazach. Because the pshat is that if our Yiddishkeit is behechreach, so ba'oimeg ha'inyan, there really isn't such a thing as a dover rushus. Rushus means rushus. Rishus and kofalim hakigig doesn't go so well together. You could say that about it. Kofalim hakigig is some tarig mitzvahs, and rishus is not part of tarig mitzvahs. But oimek ha'inyan, an emstik ha'kabalos oil ma'ach ha'shamayim has to be in yonam of rishus. And we've discussed that already, that Shema Yisrael is kabalos oil ma'ach ha'shamayim, and mishiv tocho b'visachu, b'lach tocho b'derech, is b'shev es tidoch, b'lach es tidoch. Because if it's taka, if our Yiddishkeit is behechrich to us, so then it must spill into the rishus as well. That we're locked into the Rabban Shalom. So locked into the Rabban Shalom. So therefore the Pasuk saying that b'shev tocho b'visachu v'lech tocho b'derech, when you b'shev es tidoch v'lech es tidoch, you should be koyer krishma. Take the rishus and be koyer krishma. Realize that the Malchus Shemayim is mispashet into the inyan of rishus as well. So ki'ilu there's no inyan. Ki'ilu there's no inyan of rishus. This inyan of rishus, if a person is nespash, if a person feels, if a person enjoys the rishus because he feels he's loosened up because it's an inyan of rishus, then it means that he's poigim by vendakas moed on this whole inyan of not locked in properly. This whole yisod of emnesh nenum sados and shel achashverish is dafka. The pasuk says vashtiya kados. It was all kados shel toyer einoinus. Shtiya kados einoinus. Nena misudosin shlachashverish ones being nena from the rishus faket. It's an inyan of rishus. It's einoinus. You know, like the whole Torah is a bechinas einoinus. Is shtiya kados einoinus means it's a bechina of looking at rishus and feeling free and feeling loose in ourselves, not wanting to be mekabel ol ma'achshamayim in yonam of rishus. That's why achashverish dafke made that inyan. We also discussed this before, that the whole inyan between Yaakov and Esav, we're going to very deep now, but no, it's done, but it's flowing. Yeah. The whole inyan of Yaakov and Esav, we see is in Yanam Rishus. Esav is Amalek, Yaakov is the Hepach. Vayochal vayesht, when Esav, haliteni nam in ha'adam adam hazeh, he's mevaz in Yanam Rishus. He thinks the Rishus is totally his. Yaakov Avinu is mesakin tfilas arvis, which tfilas arvis is Rishus. Which hashta kavua leim kachoyva. Why dafka hashta kavua leim kachoyva? Because be'etzim the yisod of a rishus is that it should become a chayva. Because a rishus is an inyan of rishus. The Rishon wants you to feel a shibud and a kabbalah's oil by inyanim of rishus as well. Esav is mezalzel in the rishus because Esav's whole nakuda is that there's no hechrich. There's no hechrich. You don't have to. You see, the Golas Edom of today, that everything is allowed them. Everything is allowed them. And chinuch, let your kids, let them. the poikim they go against the inyan of no, bimachriach, no. The modern chinuch people say, no, let them grow up on their own, let them come to the conclusions on their own, let them, that's a malik. We have a Torah mitzvahs, and we are Kodesh Baruch Hu's kofa lemakigigis, and for us it's our tamtz is dumb. Don't tell me let me or my tamtz is dumb, because for that is bal kocha chatochai, there's no let me on that. So Yaakov and Esav, Yidden and Amalek, where did they get into the ring? Where did they get into the boxing ring in the middle in the Yanam of Rishus? Because Esav, when Yidden feel they take Rishus for themselves and they take Rishus and they forget, they feel free and loose with the Bechinus in Yanam of Rishus. So then it makes them feel free and loose, and it takes away the kashubit and the kabbalah's oil of the kof alim, and that's what Esav does. So Nehanim says also Shachar Shveirosh, the aver was an aver where they were poyrik all in Yanam of Rishus. They didn't do averes. It's talk about Shtiyah Kadosh. They didn't do averes, but they were poyrik all in Yanam of Rishus in the worst possible way. And this was the whole gufa Achashverosh's whole plan. This is the whole gufa Achashverosh's whole plan. So Mela, that's why Amalek comes in. Because they're unanimous and also Shal Achashverosh, Mela, that's why Amalek comes in. If you're mezalzen in Yanam of Rishus, then it can lead you to be mezalzen in all the other areas as well. Amalek is the one who's trying to break the Baal Kocha Chatachai, he's trying to break the Kof Aleim. So when Yidin were poigim in Rishus, Gidla Melech HaChashverosh is home. When he came to Mordechai says, the Pasuk says, Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachav. Mordechai is lo yichrev lo yishtachav. Chereshu says, Mordechai lo korav lo yishtachav. Lo yichrev lo yishtachav means, it's kashayla bichla, kibu lo yichrev, it's kashayla. There's no dusiach away. There's no lomdish shayla away. Eyes bekoach nefesh the whole klad is shown. Bakoch atochai. Bakoch atochai. Mordechai was saying lo yichro lo yishtachav means that we can't be machni ourselves to the God. We can't. It's a kfir. We can't. He felt that way. That's the chachma. Who? Oh, very good. Shevin Yamin, and he's also called Ish Yehudi. And as far as I say, he's also got Epsa Shaykh as a Shevin Yehuda. And we know Yehuda is the Omud of Mesiris Nefesh. Nachshon ben Aminadov. Hoysa Yehuda l'kodshoi. Kodshoi means Kiddush Hashem. Dying of Kiddush. Hoysa Yehuda l'kodshoi. Yehuda is Mesiris Nefesh Kiddush. What does Kiddush Hashem mean? Kiddush Hashem means Kenisht. Kenisht. I can't do that there. I'm not sure I can do it. The Swam say that Yid gets to a matzav where he gets to Zach. Is he going to bow down to Avodah Zarah? Is he not going to bow down to Avodah Zarah? He can't. So his nefesh is in the kud of showing the kof alim. It's showing that I can't. And that's mamish in the kud of Mordechai. Mamish Yehuda ben Yomin. Yehuda ben Yomin together. That's why he's called the Ish Yehudi. His task was to be galah. That it's a lo yichre matzav, it's a lo yishtachve matzav. What's that? How do they say? They want to say it's not going to happen. Hoyo lisiyah. That's the mysterious nefesh. That's the mysterious nefesh. And maybe that's the avoid of the Mordechai. So maybe that's the whole Indian. That's how Mordechai brought about the Yeshua. And he brought Klal Yisrael to that realization. That the fight between us and Amalek is that Amalek is trying to take away the Hechreach. And we were fighting the we have to go and fight Amalek because we have to be in this Indian of Mekenesh, when Pasha Kenesh. Pasha Kenesh. That's the fight that we have on Amalek. We have to show that it's Abchemes Balkoch Atachai. You see, for example, Reb Kiva, the Romans, Roimi comes from Edom, comes from Amalek. And the Romans, why do they ban Torah? Because Torah, as we just said, Torah is the kof alim. The kof alim. Torah is the kof alim. Amalek is against the kof alim. So they banned Torah. So Rabbi Kiva went on his Dorish Barabbim. And Pobos Ben Yehuda asked Rabbi Akiva, why did you do such a thing? So Rabbi Akiva gave a moshel with a fish. You take me out of the water. Madochim kihim chayenu varchimenu. It's a sakana. That's not, this is the shprach we're talking over here. This is the shprach we're talking over here. But you have to be megala to the Romans, to Amalek. You have to be megala as a chenish, the shaykh. I'm locked into the Rabban Shalai. I'm locked into the Rabban Shalai. Locked into the Rabban Shalai and ich kenish. Kenish means I'm willing to be Moshe Nefesh. That shows our dvikas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shows that they can't be menatikas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Mesiras Nefesh shows that they can't be menatikas from Hashem. That's one of the reasons why it's called the Indian of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush we know means Kiddushin. Kiddushin means when the husband and wife become one Bechinah. And we know that Matan Torah was a Bechinah of Kiddushin. So Kiddush Hashem means that we're willing to give our lives up because we're Mekudeshes to the Rabban Shalom. Because we're Mekadeshes to the Rabban Shalom. That's why we're willing to give our lives up. So that's what they had to show, and that was the whole Mechama. That was the whole Mechama over here by Purim. It's Mizbata very much in Yom HaRishus, but that's the whole Indian. That's why Matcha was actioning. Actioning means Chkenish. It's a Layicha Matzav. It's about Koch HaTachai Matzav. Koch HaTachai Matzav. Kval Shokavi Sakana. We don't make Cheshboinus. Cheshboinus is the biggest Sakana. That's Yisod. That's Yisod of Shechrus, or the beginning of Adal Yada. Adal Yada means Chazal say Ein Das Havdala Minayin. Das gives Havdala. Havdala means when you can think this is and that. Ein Das means it's Lamanu Das. Chkenish Trachim. There's no Cheshboinus over here. That's why a Bris Mila you make with a cotton shein by Das. A cotton shein by Das because Bris Mila is the Mechuyiv Dika Kesher. Shuvas Trachim. In a Mechuyiv Dika Kesher there's nothing to think about. There's nothing to think about. That's what Mrs. Mila is. And we've discussed so many times already, Mrs. Mila is connected to Mesiras Nefesh. Mrs. Mila is Mesiras Nefesh. Ich kenish. This is my Dama Tamsis. This is my Vakor HaTuchai. I'm only spoiled by that. So that's Layudim. That's the beginning of Layudim. I saw Eir Simcha v'Sasayin, and we call it. It's also the Inyan of Mitzvah Tefillin. We discussed before already the Inyan of Tefillin is the discussions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the discussions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Be'etzim Tefillin Shel Yad is the beginning of our discussions to Hashem. The beginning of Roish is V'Roch Alamarat Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. You mustn't be soch Ben Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish, because the Tefillin Shel Roish, all the Ksharim, is what knots us together with the Rebbein Shleinim. Ata echad mikam chisrael and Rebbein Shleinim Tefillin goy echad and our Hashem echad. Hashem echad echad means it's one. You can't separate it. It's one. You can't separate it. So the mitzvah Tefillin is the same nekuda. Mitzvah Tefillin goes hand in hand with the mitzvah Mila. Both are showing that it's a bris. You can't break a bris. You can't break it. You can't sever it. You can't break it. Tefillin is also showing the same thing. It's echad. It's a knot. It's a kesher shel kayama. It's a knot. You can't break it. Amalek, that's the whole bechira that he tries to show that no, we have a rishus. It's all up to us. So the tzochan of Amalek is the bechira of the Yidim Yisrael. V'simchataka v'sosan mikor. Sosan mikor is mil and tefillin. Mil and tefillin are the two things that bind us and knot us, and we can't. And this is what Amalek hates us so much, because we're bound to our Kodesh Baruch Hu in a oifen of bilti minutuk.
That's why the two shins on the outside.
What are they? Sauce. After the fella. Oh, after that sauce.
The one shin is a fourth.
Four things. It's a shin.
Yeah.
What are they? That's a nakuda of sauce. Nakuda of sauce. It's a good of mila. It's a good of the orange. I was thinking also, that it's sos, and the kruvim show the sos. The kruvim are the two sheens. It says by the chorim of Samigdosh, the kruvim are ma'urin zebazah. Tafke deka at the zman of his natkus, chorim of Samigdosh, deka at the zman of his natkus, they're ma'urin zebazah. To show that their bechin is a bechin that shows that there's no ruin of natkus. The Aram was nignas. The Aram wasn't destroyed, chas v'shalom. Aaron wasn't minotak. Aaron was nignas. Nignas means it's there, behelim now. But dafka the sos, this sheen and that sheen came together to make a word sos. Show that it's inseparable even in God. Kruvim ulorin zeb zeb b'shas v'chorim. If she can also be Mekasha, actually we can also be Mekasha, the whole Indian of Esther Karka Oilam brings with this as well. The Gila of Esther Karka Oilam, it's not Shaykhva to do Znus. This is all the Gulun that to be Megala over there. Just like Mordechai is a Lo Yichredika, she can't be taken to thing. Esther's kakoil. Even if it comes to a matzav where he's tearing her away, but she remains as the bechin of kakoil. He didn't get her as a shutef in the ma'aseh in the end, because it's not it's a mitzvah, it's not shayach. You do that, she becomes kakoil. Shikr, a person, you can take him anywhere. I think that's why I'm talking about it. A person is shikr, not in control of himself. He's got no brayra. He loses his brayra. He's aimed by das. Aimed by das, like a cotton. You can take him anywhere. He's got no. That's the Indian. On Purim, the bechina on Indian Purim is that we don't have any of our own choice. We don't have anything. We don't have any bechira. We don't have anything. We become completely, completely numb. And that's the bechina of bechirah. We lose ourselves. The person himself has a certain bechira. And on Purim, we lose ourselves. We lose that bechina. That's the adal oyada. We don't make cheshbonos. There's adal oyada. There's no cheshbonos. The person becomes shikha. He gets into a matzav of completely take him anywhere. He becomes into a matzav of echirah. He loses the matzav where he takes after. He takes himself. And that's what a person has to feel the whole year round. Kilo, when the Yitzhara comes to him, a person has to say, Kilo, it's a hechach, a chenish, it's a mamish, it's a layichra v'lo yishtachra. It's a mamish, a bechenis, layichra v'lo yishtachra. Could be that's all you saw of a birchas hamitzvah. A birchas hamitzvah before a mitzvah is to put the person in that mode. Kiddushanu is kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Kiddushanu is mekadushas. Mekadushas is kiddushin, to make us feel that this mitzvah is now completely one with us. It binds us. All in yonim, all the mitzvahs of kedusha, of kiddush Hashem, kilu of dying like kiddush, becoming one with the mitzvah. We become one with the control, and that locks us into the mitzvah. That locks us into the mitzvah. So it says, if you're not 100% sure you're going to do the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha, because it might be bracha the batal. Once you made the bracha, the bracha makes the hechra. I once told you the whole nekuda of also by Pesach that we were thrown out of Mitzrayim. Rav Shlomo showed us as a hachana for the Chofele Magigigs, as a hachana for Matan Torah, that you've got no brayra. Pari threw you out of Mitzrayim. You've got no brayra. In other words, the nisim that it showed, Bechrech Nakadosh Baruch was taking you. You haven't got your own das, don't think of your own das. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking. that connection, that kesher, is that's the kesher that we have there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we're not Mesiach Das from Hashem. That's the inyan of being Mesiach Das from Yom HaVashus. The Sherish, Homa Men HaTorah Minayin, says the Gemara then Chulin, Kuf Lam Tchaz, Homa Men HaTorah Minayin, Shnei Ma Amin HaEitz, Amin HaEitz Asher Tzvi Sicha. I think we once discussed it, that the Vikuach between Chava and the Nochosh was this Nekuda. Chava says, I can't touch it. She said, I can't touch it. Ki Biyom Echol Chamenu Mois Thomas. Not shy to go against the Rebbein Shlom. Not shy to go against the Rebbein Shlom. It's fatal. You can go Bakoch Ratochai. Ki Biyom Echol Chamenu Mois Thomas. You could kill yourself, but that's not such a Kabbalah. And the Nochash pushed the Chava until she touched it, because Shem Shem Misa Bedegia, Kachem Misa Bachil. So the bets on the Bekuach over here is if a person is Mukhach, or if a person can break away. Is there a Hechruch, or can a person break away? That seems to be the dialogue over here. And the Nochash Shashita is the Nochash, we know the Klub of Amalek. The Nochash Shashita over here is that when others from eating with Eitzadas, the Klub was that you can break away, that it's not anymore. It's not anymore Behechreach. It's not anymore the Bechina Behechreach. That's the Chorda. So Haman is a Malik. Haman min Atar Minayin. Shneva min Eitz Hashet Zvizich Adabilti Yechol Menu. Goes back to that original Chet. Yid mustn't feel. Stama, Yid mustn't feel in the world that, you know, he feels free to be Parikol. A person must feel that I don't have Bechir to be Parikol. You got bechir. Taisa shkam bechir. You haven't got a person that got bechir. Give it to Berkel. And the whole sort of Zachar Shverish was a pre-Kasal. Was the whole thing to be pre-Kasal. To show Rishus, to show a person, even though he needs his free time, but he has to be maktish his free time in an easier way to the Rebbein Shlom. In Yanam of Rishus. Yanam of Rishus, that's the show. In other words, taking in Yanam of Rishus and making it into a mitzvah. That shows that we discussed it once that the shuls, the union of kulanu moide, the bina nami lachem and shuls. So pshat is you're taking inyan of rishus and you're showing that inyan of rishus are made into, and that's what kafalem hakigigis does. The bitui of kafalem hakigigis is that even a davar rishus must be a mitzvah. That's the Kulan of Bina Nami Lachem. Lachem Roderecha refers to Nyan Roshus. And here, the Kulan of Mona, the Beina, I forget, the Roshus becomes a Chayva. That's connected to Kofel and Hakigigis on Shavuos. That's why Dafka over there. Also, here it says, Chayvin Eshlepsumi Puria Adonayada. Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Kabbalah of Torah Shebaal Peh, is also discussed many times with the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Noach, where the Medrash Tanchuma there says in Parashas Noach, Torah Shebaal Peh requires for a person to realize that this is his chayim. A person can only be clean at Torah Shebaal Peh if this is his chayim. If he's willing to die, by ain't and maimus zoysater adam kiyomus ba'oil in the returns kaimus alim mishu maimus atzmele. The inin of mishu maimus atzmele means that a person is muchen to go al kiddush. A person is muchen to kill himself over it. Again, that shows the nakuda of the echreach. Any echreach means I have a brayer, but then I die. That's not a namistic brayer. Maimis atzma means that Torah Shebaal Peh, the way to be mekayim Torah Shebaal Peh, the way to that Torah Shebaal Peh is niskayim al yada is if you mekayim Torah Shebaal Peh in a way that you feel that this other dus other reason that's what they were makabel Purim, they were makabel Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, they were makabel back that it's all the hechreyach. This is their dama tansis. And that's why Chazal talk about the Indian of Purim was Pesach was Mi'avdus L'Cheiris, and Purim was the Chinam Mi'avdus L'Chaim. That's the Nekuda. The Nekuda is they had to have the Hakara If your name is Otzen Shreish, that's Misa. You can't have Azazach where you don't, where you feel Rishus, you don't feel the Hechrich, and you're alive. And you can have a life. If you don't feel the Hechrich, so then you're not alive. Balkochach atachai. Take away the Balkochach, bist du nicht chai. So they came to the Hakara that to show that type of life, that's Mavis. You feel you have Bechira, it's Geishtav. You feel you have Bechira, the Bechira is to die. That might be the Oymek. Our Esau says, Hine Neichi Hoylech, Lomas. A person has to realize that in terms of that, Gehem Chayeinu Baruch Himeinu, so there's no Bechira. So it's Behechrich. Once you've been not take yourself, you're not alive. And that's taka how Yiddishkeit is. You may not take yourself from Baruch Shem. So you astam a person, as it says in the Tanya, a person that has an inin of Rishus, so he schleps it down, he doesn't think of anything, it's a klibbis noiga, and then it'll go down to Shalish klibbis at Temez. It's going to go down, it's going to die, kilo. So the Purim is mimavis l'chaim. When they realize that if you're manatic, there is bechir, but if you're manatic, then you're dead. Then there's no bechir. Then there will makabel Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh is only miskayemes. If it's your Dhamma Tamsis, that you're willing to be made misat smayaleh. Make sense? I have to hear it on CD. That's the Mimavis L'chaim. You can't stay alive. You can't choose and stay alive and feel that, you know, I can be menatic myself. L'chaim is a very big yisod. That's all yisod. But my dveikim Hashem is kechem chayim kol chamayim. Dveikim Zagat Shparuch is chayim. Dveikim Hashem is chayim. And they say you can tear away from HaKadosh Baruch and still have Chaim. And our whole vot is saying, no, our whole vot is saying you can't be menatic yourself. You can, but then you're dead. So you can't be menatic yourself. And that's Prismila. Prismila is showing I can't be menatic myself. It's inseparable. Everything can fall away, but Mila's going to stay. Sosonaych and Yimrasach. Aaron's going to stay. Aaron corresponds to Yid's Hechrich. And whatever you can do, but it's these hechrich, it's these dhamma tamsis. And that's the sheens on the tefillin. It's very good. The three sas on eich. It's the whole emshach. Whole sugya talks about kafle maki gigis, but kibla aleim. It's not a steer. Kafle maki gigis, madora b'leraisa, but kibla aleim. Meaning, Hakadosh Baruch Hu kafle maki gigis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed this is dhamma tamsis. And the story of Purim was Megala to them. What happens when you... It's a bitui of the Kofa Lema'aki Gigas. It's just theory. So maybe them a couple of rots because they understood that this is... You know, someone says to you, either you do this or you die. So am I Mukhrich? I'm a couple of rots. But I'm a couple of rots, then I'm Mukhrich to do it because otherwise ain't Nichayim. So the whole sugi over there, the whole steer of Kofa Lema'aki Gigas, Ahin and Ahe, Medor Rabbi Larai, Sahodaki Blue, Bemeach Shverish, that could be the vote, it's a Hemshech. It's not a. First it was a Kofa Lema'aki Gigas, and then it was a ganz Nai Geschäft. First it was a Kofa, and then it was a Nai Geschäft. The Nai Geschäft was understanding the Kofa. Mahmoud Asin Abdul made the Kofa Lema'aki Gigas. He was making a Kabbalah, understanding that this is Kim Chayenu Baruch Himeinu.
Just a small hesafa which I spoke to Rebbe about afterwards. It's worth mentioning that this yisoy that Rebbe is saying, which took place by Maimon at Sinai, and which is represented in Mila and Tfilin, that our connection with Hashem can never be broken. It fits beautifully with the words of the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Tes Mebez, which says the same yisoy of Kofaleim HaKagigas, just in different words. It says the Eloi Kibli Yisoy Teira. Havitavich lehu lebesrayu udemayu. That if a Yidden would not keep the Torah, they would be slaughtered, their basar and their dam. Meaning to say, if the Yidden don't keep the Torah, it's worth dying for. Because Torah represents, and Maimon of Sinai, what took place represents, that the Yidden and Hashem have a relationship that can never be broken. And this Gemara
is the last piece of the Gemara till the end of the Perek, which precedes the Perek following, which is called Rabbi Elezer de Mila. Like Rabbi saying, Mila, which the whole Perek of Rabbi Elezer de Mila speaks about the greatness of the mitzvah of Mila, is preceded by this Gemara of Maimon HaSinai. The Gemara actually, on Kuf Lamed, actually quotes the Pasuk, like Rabbi mentioned, Atzas Anechi Al Masecha, Kamait Sheshal Rav. And the Gemara even says right afterwards, Mamish, the same exact Yisayid. I don't think Rabbi quoted this Gemara, but it Mamish says it word for word. It fits beautifully. Rabbi Shimon ben Eleza Omer, Kal Mitzvah Samasi Yisrael Atzmam Aleim Nemisa, any mitzvah which you're Moisei Nefesh for, Kegayim, the Gemara says, Mila. If we're Moisei Nefesh for Mila, Adayin Hi Muchzekes Beyadim, it's still going to be Muchzekes in our hands. The Chol Mitzvah Seloi Masi Yisrael Atzayim Limisa, and any mitzvah which we're not Moisei Nefesh for, Kegayim, Tfilin. Mamish, the same exact two mitzvahs which Rabbi was saying about mitzvah and tefillin, they show that we should be Moisei Nefesh for them. Even though the Gemara says tefillin, they weren't Moisei Nefesh, but be'emes we should be. Like the Gemara continues, the story of Elisha Bar Knafayim, there was a gzeir passed that they should never wear tefillin, and even though it was a gzeir, he still was Moisei Nefesh for tefillin. Mamish, the same exact two mitzvahs, Mila and tefillin, the Gemara is mamish saying, we should be Moisei Nefesh for them, because they show our connection to Hashem, which can never be broken.